Loops of fine chain coiled as Colleen returned Lady Sophia's golden locket to its velvet pouch. Done. She closed the safe, gave the dial a spin, and rehung the heavy oil painting to hide the strongbox from view. Odd that a man of Lord Aldridge's means would choose to stare at blurry haystacks in a field. Years of creeping into the libraries and studies of wealthy gentlemen had taught her that most preferred to gaze upon portraits of themselves, or of a distinguished ancestor, a favourite dog, occasionally a beautiful wife. All, however, kept at least one bottle of single malt Scotch whisky on hand. Liquid sunshine in a bottle. Drifting across the dark room to the Lord's liquor cabinet, she considered the array of choices before her, tracing the zigs and zags of the pattern cut into a crystal decanter with a leather-clad fingertip. The household was quiet. All servants had retired. Lord Aldridge himself would be careful to be elsewhere this evening. Still, she shouldn't. Not once in 4 years had she helped herself to the smallest of nips. But tonight's task had gone smoothly, without the slightest hitch, and she was officially off the job. Retired. With a blemish-free record. A smile stole across her face. Already her bags were packed. Soon her cat Sorcha would return from her city prowl, and London would be nothing but a sooty memory. She ought to celebrate. Lord Aldridge wouldn't begrudge her a drink for saving his daughter, and her dowry, from a marriage to a good-for-nothing scoundrel with significant gambling debts, would he? She pulled the stopper from the decanter and poured herself a splash. Generous dowries made for wonderful bait, but sometimes they hooked a bottom feeder. Livid, the Earl had turned to Witherspoon and Associates. Private matters handled with discretion. His daughter had been compromised, a polite way of saying she'd allowed herself to be seduced by a treasure hunter without regard for the consequences. Pressing for an engagement announcement, the reprobate had threatened to display her engraved locket while sharing detailed stories of his conquest. Shameful behaviour, and all mere days before the naive girl was to be presented to society. The very kind of situation which Witherspoon and Associates was often employed to handle. Colleen had retrieved the locket, while Mr. Witherspoon himself arranged for the offending gentleman's debt to be called in, casting any nasty rumours that oozed from his mouth into doubt. Glass in hand, Colleen sank into the large chair behind Lord Aldridge's desk, tipping backward to rest her booted feet on its surface. Swirling the whisky, she took a sip. Dignified, with a seamless blend of rich fruit, spice, and just a hint of peat. Ether, she missed Scotland. Missed the quiet countryside surrounding Craigieburn and the nearby village, where none of its populace ever glanced at her askance for, though golden eyes might be rare. There wasn't a single family who couldn't name a relative whose eyes glimmered in the dark. Everything had changed the night the bridge carrying her parents' train across the River Tay collapsed, killing all aboard. Her chest still ached at the memory of burying empty coffins, of standing in the graveyard surrounded by well-meaning villagers, but without a single family member beside her. She'd felt so very alone. With her father's death, she'd become a laird in her own right, but tied up as her inheritance was in legal verbiage, her title was nominal until she reached her 25th birthday. Life in London under the thumb of her uncle, her mother's disapproving brother, had become her new reality.